Hi everybody, it's The Secret Subject, and this is the Black Hole Induction. So find a nice place where you're comfortable and relaxed. Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in and out. And again, in and out. That's right. And let's begin. Now with your eyes closed, I just want you to imagine something for me. I want you to imagine, at nighttime, laying outside and staring up at the stars. That's right. Staring up far into the vast reaches of space. You can see all the stars and maybe picture some constellations. The sky is black, clear. And occasionally you see a star moving across the sky. And now, I wonder how it would feel if you felt yourself floating upwards. That's right, upwards. Up towards space, reaching a hand out to touch the stars. How would that feel to have your body moving so effortlessly through that vast expanse, floating, weightless, as you can almost feel the pull of space, as gravity means nothing there. Gravity that holds you down to the earth doesn't exist up in space. That's right, as you can feel it pulling you higher and higher into the sky. That's right, into the infinite blackness of space. As you can see the planets, you might even look behind you and notice the earth getting smaller and smaller behind you. The moon sitting there next to Earth, growing smaller still. As you move up into the sky, that's right, up into the sky, passing everything, the clouds, reaching up into the vast abyss of space, traveling closer and closer towards the darkness, as out in the far, far distance, you notice a dot. That's right, just a simple dot. And you can feel yourself being pulled towards it. You can feel it like a ray pulling you ever so slightly in to it. And as you travel closer and closer towards that dot, you start to notice that as it grows larger, it looks like a hole, a black hole. Now, black holes are funny things because inside a black hole, nothing exists. It's just infinite black, an endless abyss of nothing. As you feel yourself being pulled closer and closer towards it, you start to feel it pulling you stronger and stronger. And you can start to notice that with every second, with each and every pull, the closer you get to the black hole, the deeper and deeper you go into trance. Because it is so easy to fall into this state, to be encapsulated by the black hole, and to feel its pull as it draws you nearer and nearer and nearer. As you start to notice that you're 10 feet away. As it pulls you, as it drags you, as it guides you so close, 9 feet away. That's right, being pulled ever so slowly, ever so gently, getting faster and faster the closer you get to it. 8 feet away. As you feel the pull drawing you closer and closer to the black hole, you start to notice your body relaxing into it, letting go completely, as you just allow it to happen, as you just allow the gravitational pull to do its work, as you let everything go and relax into the feeling. That's right, relaxing into it. As you're weightlessly pulled 7 feet away, 6 feet away, you can see the black hole spiraling its way. You can see other things being pulled inside, stars, maybe even planets you don't recognize, meteors, all pulled inside the infinite abyss, just like you are being pulled in right now. As you can feel it pulling you closer and closer to the center, closer and closer to falling right inside the black hole, with 5, 4, you can feel it getting stronger now. As your body sinks even deeper, as your mind sinks even deeper, as you know with each word I speak, with each sound you hear, with each second that passes, you just find yourself relaxing even more, deeper and deeper. And isn't it funny how, in space, time has no meaning. What could take years, months, days in space, takes mere seconds on Earth. Because in space, time moves differently. Time just speeds up around you as you slow down. Because out here in space, time has no meaning. Time doesn't need to exist. As you feel yourself being pulled even deeper, pulled even further. 3, that's right, finding yourself drawn into the center. Drawn so close now, so deep. Into the center of the black hole with 2. As you gaze upon it now, you look at it directly. You're so close to the center, you can see it. You can almost reach out and touch it as your hand stretches out to allow yourself to feel what it's like to drift into the black hole with 1. And there you are. Directly in the center of the black hole, and what's inside, as you find that it's just nothing. Time, space, everything stops around you as you just float in the black abyss. You look up, and there's nothing but vast black expanse above you, below you, around you. Each and every single angle, and you just floating. That's right, floating in space. Time need not exist here. Nothing exists here. And you just float through, easily and effortlessly, relaxing down deeper and deeper with each and every second that passes. And since this space has no bottom, no top, no beginning and no end, then there is no cap on how deep you can go. There is no stopping how far you can drift, how deep you can go, how much further you can sink into trance. Because it doesn't exist, it doesn't need to exist. Because all that exists now is your subconscious floating in the black expanse of the black hole. Floating there, easily and effortlessly. That's right. And I wonder how good it feels to have that body floating, that mind sinking into this abyss, into this black hole. As you breathe so deeply, as you relax so deeply, as everything lets go, as your mind is so open, so empty, wondering where it needs to go, as you just allow yourself to have a moment. That's right, to have a moment, right now, when nothing exists, time need not exist. That's right, worries need not exist. The past, the present, the future, none of it matters now. Because all that matters is you floating, sinking, drifting along on the currents of space, drifting along in the black ether of the black hole, where nothing else matters, where nothing else exists. And you can just breathe deep, relax deeply, and let everything go. And now in a moment, I'm going to give you a choice. That's right, a choice. Because in a moment this file will end, and I will stop talking to you. And your subconscious gets to make this choice. This choice being whether or not you want to wake up, returning back to where you were refreshed and energized. that's right refreshed and energized, like you've just taken a long nap, feeling so good, so amazing, so rejuvenated and happy. Making sure that as you wake up, you can count easily and effortlessly from 1 to 10. As you do, bringing yourself back to the waking world. Or you can continue to float, continue to drift in this feeling, this relaxed, comfortable feeling, knowing that time doesn't exist. And you can stay here for as long as your subconscious mind needs to, knowing that in the case of an emergency, you will be able to easily, effortlessly, and quickly wake up if you need to. But apart from that, you'll just find yourself sinking even further, even deeper, drifting on the ether, drifting in this black hole when nothing else exists. That's right. So now it's time. Make your choice.